This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Hello, Jan. Are you back?
I'm back. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Simon is going to ambush you with some of his questions.
Yeah, sorry.
He's just in that mood today.
I am. Jan, I relented for one of those people who just never thought they'd get on the I must have a better cell phone sort of thing. I did. I relented. It happened. I'm sitting there with a new cell phone. I downloaded a whole bunch of apps yesterday to get it to be as good as my previous one was. Jan, those apps ask you for enormously invasive permissions.
Right.
So if, for example, you are downloading Google Keyboard, which I personally find to be a magnificent little app because it's got beautiful voice typing, etc.
It wants to know. You don't get a BlackBerry.
Okay, no, go away with a BlackBerry. It does Hebrew. It does everything you want. You can speak to it. It's beautiful. But Jan, it was saying it wanted access to passwords. Why would it need that?
That's a permission that's kind of strange to me. I haven't heard of that in the new Android permission model. So I guess it might say, be careful. It might be able to know what passwords you are typing, and so that's the danger of a keyboard app. And that's sort of just the operating system warning you, hey, listen, you're installing a non-standard keyboard app. This keyboard, because it has internet access or, you know, whatever other features it needs to do what it does. So like if it's got voice recognition built in, for example, it'll need to communicate back, to a server somewhere to do that for you. And so it's just kind of warning you, hey, you know, we don't know what this thing is doing in the background. It could very well be storing every single keystroke you type and sending that back to a server. You know, just be careful, you know, before trusting a third-party keyboard app, is what I expect. That's certainly what happens when I install SwiftKey, and when SwiftKey requests all kinds of interesting permissions to do what it does, which is like you need to sometimes go into like accessibility options and turn it on there. So I think that's where that comes from. But yes, the Android permission model is quite a minefield. And so, it was a huge topic at Google I/O this year, which is where we spoke from, a couple of weeks ago, where, you know, Google is talking about how it's trying to kind of improve the permission model of Android and make it so that, you know, apps don't have to request enormous amounts of permissions when it wants to do one simple thing.
But yeah, this needs to be regulated one way or another. I mean, we're living in a country where there's rules such as Poppy or Poppia, however you want to pronounce it. You know, I try to not provide certain permissions that were asked on certain apps and then they don't let you go any further. So then you have to take the gamble, you know, is this Google? Are you prepared to give it to Google or not? I mean, it's not always such a well-known company or one that you can trust. Well, even maybe that's a misused word. I don't know. Is there any sort of regulation around this at all?
Well, there is the new protection of personal information legislation around the world in the European Union. That's GDPR. And so one would imagine that these kinds of apps, especially if they come from a company like Google, would comply with GDPR, which then definitely puts it on a road. If not, you know, entirely complying with Poppia, it's certainly, you know, 90% of the way there. So they, yeah, around the world, you know, governments are, you know, especially in the wake of the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal, governments around the world are cracking down on, how companies collect and store personal information. And so in this particular case, you know, for that particular keyboard, it's probably not storing any personal information. It's just the operating system warning you that this app has requested a series of permissions that would enable it to.
Yeah.
So it's just to let you make an informed decision about whether to install the app or not.
You as a fundi, as an expert, how comfortable are you just accepting these permissions that are requested of you by every second app?
Very uncomfortable. So I actually try to limit the apps I install. One thing about being a technology journalist and out there is that sometimes you've got no option, you know, like you go to a conference and it's got its own app that you need to do basic interactions at the conference. So you have to install this thing and you don't know what it's doing in the background. And that does worry me a lot. With, I certainly avoid, any kind of, dodgy looking third party app on my main phone. Obviously doing what I do, sometimes you do need to kind of, dip your toes in the water a bit, but for that, I have something, like a sandbox kind of thing set up so that I don't end up compromising myself. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is sort of what we've been preaching every time we talk about security, you know, after a breach is, you know, this is the kind of thing you need to watch out for and be careful for. And so you were 100% justified to be cautious about.
Yeah, but there was nothing I could do about it. That was the problem. I was
except not install the app.
Except not install the app, but you have to install the app.
Yes, yes. So, well, I mean, if you want that app's functionality, yes. And so it's about who you trust. And certainly, Android's improved a lot. So a lot of well-written apps. Now, for the keyboard, it might be that, you know, if you just say, no, I can't give you this permission, it can't work at all. And so it doesn't let you proceed. But there are other apps, where they actually request permissions one by one nowadays. And they say, I'm requesting this permission. This is why I'm requesting this permission.
Yeah,
and that's the kind of model that Android is trying to foster on its platform. So WhatsApp comes to mind. And so, you know, you can agree to allow the app access to, you know, this feature, but no, you're not allowed access to my photos and other media on my SD card, sorry, or on my phone storage. You know, you're not allowed access to my contacts. I will manually handle that. Obviously, if you deny WhatsApp access to your contacts, it doesn't work at all. But for other apps, you know, certainly, you know, it might be possible to deny certain permissions and they continue working. Well-written, well-behaved apps should sort of fail gracefully in that regard. It's only, you know, as I said, when it's core to their functionality, like WhatsApp, where it goes, listen, sorry, I can't do anything without access to your contacts, so we can't go further. So, you know, that's the that's kind of what's happening in the app world in terms of being more granular with the permissions. But yes, something to definitely be aware of. Don't just click allow on every single permission that an app requests. You know, take a moment to think about exactly what it's requesting and what the implications might be.
Jan van Meulen, that's where we leave it today. Thank you so much. That was just super topical for me at the moment in time. Interesting. One needs to buy a new phone to realize just the extent to which they are after our details. It's really quite amazing.
Thank you so much, Jan.
It's a big pleasure. Have a great afternoon.
You too.